Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 17. Lord Chaitanya, the Original Personality of Godhead, Part 1. Following the footsteps of Kaviraj Krishnadas Goswami, we offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is described as follows. Lord Chaitanya is the only shelter for the forlorn, for the most fallen, and Lord Chaitanya is the only hope for those who are completely devoid of spiritual knowledge. So let us try to discuss Lord Chaitanya's great contribution of devotional service. The supremely powerful Lord Krishna is manifest in 5 different potencies. Although Krishna is one without a second, in order to serve 5 specific spiritual purposes, Krishna is manifest in 5 ways. Such diversity is eternal and blissful, in contrast to the conception of monotonous oneness. From Vedic literatures, we can understand that the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eternally exists along with His diverse energies. Lord Chaitanya appeared with full diverse energies, and they are 5 in number. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is said to be Krishna with diverse energies. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic in regard to Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His 4 associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Among these 5 diverse manifestations of the Supreme Lord, as the Lord Himself, as His incarnation, as His expansion, and as His energies, there is no spiritual difference, for they are 5 in 1 absolute truth. And for the sake of relishing transcendental flavors in the absolute truth, there are 5 diverse manifestations. These are called the form of a devotee, the identity of a devotee, the incarnation of a devotee, the pure devotee, and devotional energy. And out of these 5 diversities in the Absolute Truth, the form of Lord Chaitanya is that of the Original Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Lord Nityananda is the manifestation of the first expansion of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Advaita Prabhu is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. These 3, Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Advaita, belong to the category of Vishnu Tattva, or the Supreme Absolute Truth. Srivas represents the pure devotee, and Gadadhara represents the internal energy of the Lord for the advancement of pure devotion. Therefore, Gadadhara and Srivas, although included in Vishnu Tattva, are dependent diverse energies of the Supreme Lord. In other words, they are not different from the energetic, but they are manifest diversely for the sake of relishing transcendental relationships. Because the whole process of devotional service involves a transcendental reciprocation in the relationship between the worshipper and the worshipped. And without such a diverse exchange of transcendental flavors, devotional service has no meaning. In the Vedic literature, it is stated in the Katha Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanash Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vididhati Kaman. The Supreme Lord is the supreme living entity amongst all other living entities. And there are innumerable living entities, but there is one living entity who is the Supreme Absolute Godhead. The difference between the singular living entity and the plural living entities is that the singular living entity is the Lord of all. And Lord Chaitanya is that supreme living entity, and Lord Chaitanya descended in order to reclaim the innumerable fallen living entities. In other words, the specific purpose of Lord Chaitanya's advent was to establish the Vedic fact that there is one supreme personality of Godhead predominating over and maintaining the innumerable personalities of all living entities. Because the impersonalist or Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand any of this, Lord Chaitanya advented himself just to enlighten the people in general about the real nature of the relationship between the Supreme and the many living entities. We see in Bhagavad Gita Krishna's last instructions to Arjuna, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchah. Everyone should give up all other engagements and just render devotional service unto Krishna. However, after Krishna's disappearance, less intelligent people misunderstood Krishna, and they became contaminated with the Mayavadi philosophy, which produced so many mental speculators that people forgot the actual position of the Absolute Truth and the living entity. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna himself, as Lord Chaitanya, again appeared to teach the fallen souls of this material world the way to approach Lord Krishna. Bhagavad Gita teaches that one should give up everything and be done with this world of material attachment. The pure devotee of Lord Krishna and one who follows the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya are one and the same. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is that one should give up everything and worship God, Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, spoke the same words, indicating himself as the Supreme Lord. However, the Mayavadi philosophers misunderstood Krishna, and therefore Lord Chaitanya, to clarify the situation, reiterated Lord Krishna's message. That is, one should not declare him or herself to be as good as Krishna, but instead should worship Krishna as the Supreme Lord. We make a great mistake if we accept Lord Chaitanya as a conditioned soul. Lord Chaitanya is to be understood as the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself. It is therefore said of Lord Chaitanya in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Now, Krishna is present in his five diverse manifestations. Unless one is situated in uncontaminated goodness, it is very difficult to understand Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Thus, in order to understand Lord Chaitanya, one has to follow the direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya, namely the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and especially the path chalked out by Srila Jiva Goswami. But the most astonishing fact is that Lord Chaitanya, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, never displayed himself as Krishna. Rather, whenever Lord Chaitanya was detected by intelligent devotees as being Lord Krishna himself and was addressed as Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya would deny it. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya sometimes placed his hands over his ears, protesting that one should never be addressed as the Supreme Lord. Thus, indirectly, Lord Chaitanya was teaching the Mayavadi philosophers that one should not falsely pose oneself as the Supreme Lord and thereby misguide the people. Nor should followers be foolish enough to accept anyone and everyone as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should test by consulting scriptures and by seeing the activities of the person in question. However, one should not mistake Lord Chaitanya and his five diverse manifestations as ordinary human beings. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. The beauty of Lord Chaitanya is that although he is the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya came as a great devotee in order to teach all conditioned souls how devotional service should be rendered. Conditioned souls who are interested in devotional service should follow the exemplary footsteps of Lord Chaitanya in order to learn how Krishna can be achieved by devotional service. Thus, the Supreme Lord himself teaches the conditioned soul how Krishna should be approached in devotional service. And by analytically studying the five diverse manifestations of the Supreme Lord, we can come to know that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Absolute, and that Lord Nityananda is an immediate expansion of the Supreme Absolute Truth. We can also come to understand that Advaita Prabhu is also in the category of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but is subordinate to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and his immediate subordinate expansions are worshipable by the other two, namely the representation of the internal potency and the representation of the marginal potency. The representation of the internal potency, Gadadhara, represents the confidential devotee, and the representation of the marginal potency is the pure devotee. Both of these are worshippers of the other three categories, but all of them are engaged in the transcendental service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a specific difference between the pure devotee and the confidential devotee. Different potencies of the Lord are engaged in serving the Supreme Lord in different transcendental relationships. They are situated in conjugal love, in parental affection, in friendship, and in servitude. And by impartially judging, one can find that the internal potencies of the Supreme Lord, who are engaged in conjugal love with the Lord, are the best of all devotees. Thus, both internal devotees and confidential devotees are attracted by the conjugal love of the Supreme Absolute Truth. These are the most confidential devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Other pure devotees, who are more or less attached to Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, are attracted by other transcendental relationships, such as parental affection, friendship, and servitorship. When such devotees are attached to the activities of Lord Chaitanya, they at once become confidential devotees in conjugal love with the Supreme Lord. There is a very nice song sung by Sri Narottama Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das thus sings, Gauranga bolite habe Pulakka sharir Hari Hari bolite na yane bhabe ni Ar kabe nitai chan Karuna karibe Shangshara vasana mor Kabe tuccha habe Vishaya chadiya kabe Shuddha habe man Kabe hama he rabha Shri Vrindavana Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujaba Sri Yugala Piriti Gauranga Balite Habe Pulaka Shari Hari Hari Balite Nayane Babe Ni. Oh, when will there be transcendental vibrations all over my body simply by my hearing the name Gauranga? When will tears incessantly flow from my eyes simply by my uttering the names of the Lord? When will Lord Nityananda have mercy upon me? And when will all my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? Oh, when shall I be purified by giving up all contaminations of material enjoyment? When shall I be able to see the transcendental abode, Vrindavana? When shall I be eager to accept the six Goswamis as my prime guidance? And when will I be able to understand the conjugal love of Krishna? No one should be eager to understand the conjugal love of Krishna without undergoing disciplinary training under the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya is a transcendental pastime of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya himself says, by the Sankirtan movement I live simultaneously to preach and popularize this movement within the material world. In that Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda and Advaita are Lord Chaitanya's expansions, and Gadadhara and Srivas are Lord Chaitanya's internal and marginal potencies. The living entities are also called marginal potency because they have potentially two attitudes, namely, the tendency to surrender unto Krishna and the tendency to become independent of Krishna. Due to the propensity for material enjoyment, the living entity becomes contaminated by the material world. When a living entity is dominated by a desire for material enjoyment and becomes entangled in material life, he or she is thus subjected to the threefold miseries of material existence. The conditioned soul is just like a seed sown in the earth. If a seed is overpowered by too much water, there is no possibility of its fructifying. So similarly, if a man is captivated by material enjoyment, and even if the seed of such enjoyment is within the heart of the conditioned soul, still one can become overpowered by a flood of transcendental activities performed in love of God. In this way, one's potential seed cannot fructify into a conditional life of material existence. The conditioned living entities in the material world, especially in the present age of Kali, are overpowered by the flood of love of God inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya and his associates. In this connection, there is a verse written by His Holiness Prabodhananda Saraswati in his book Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita, which states that materialistic persons are very enthusiastic to maintain their family members, wife and children, and that there are also many mystic speculators who are engaged in speculating about liberation from the miseries of material life, and who therefore undergo various austerities and penances. But those who have discovered the greatest transcendental flavor in the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no longer have a taste for such activities. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 17, Part 1, Lord Chaitanya, the Original Personality of Godhead, recorded August 17, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.